Tonight, we're going to discuss a difficult topic, a touchy topic, and a honestly very serious topic with regard to the issue of shaving. Again, today's show, we're not going to paskin anything, we're not going to make any decisions, but we'll just bring up some of the issues that are involved with general shaving that most of us do on a rather frequent basis. Someone told me that the Beis Sarah for Rockaway under Rabbi Forst, they have a hotline where you can call and ask them shiles. It's a terrific service to the community. There's one shile they won't answer. If you ask them about using electric shavers, they will not answer you. They are trained. I guess it comes from Rabbi Forst, I don't know. That's not something they answer. They'll tell you, ask your Rav, ask your Rebbe, ask whoever you speak to. That's something they won't get involved. To them, it's off limits, such a shile. So you see, we're dealing with a pretty serious issue. And as we'll see tonight, it's a suffix yesterday, right? So we're running with some serious issues. It's not a light issue, to say the least.
I
was wondering why we got such a crowd. Okay, so let's start off with the original sources of this. If you look in Parshas Kedoshim, the Torah writes in number one that there's a prohibition of cutting off the payas of one's head. But we're going to focus on the end of the pasuk, V'loy sashchis eis pa'azikonech. The Torah writes a prohibition of destroying the corners of one's beard. That's the literal translation of those words, V'loy sashchis eis pa'azikonech. So that's one pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. In number two, and later on in Parshas Emor, the Torah writes the prohibition again. There in Parshas Emor, it's in reference to the Kehanim, but the Gemara tells us it's not only for the Kehanim, it's for everyone also. And there the Torah writes, Ufa'az zikonom, and the corners of your beard lo yigalechu. You're not allowed to shave. We generally translate the word giluach to mean to shave. That's where the Torah writes lo yigalechu. So we have two psukim in the Torah that are discussing the same prohibition of shaving one's beard, and there's a subtle difference between the two. In one place, the Torah describes the prohibition as hashchasa, destruction, and in one place, the Torah calls it giluach. As we'll see, the Gemara points out major halachic ramifications from the change of these two wordings in the pasuk. Why exactly is there a prohibition for a person to shave his beard? What was the time hakra? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say a person not allowed to shave his beard? So there's a couple of reasons in the Rishonim. One of the famous reasons that many people mention, I put it over here on the sheet, is from the Sefer HaChinuch. He writes, Mishar Sheha Mitzvah, Mashak Asadu Mitzvah HaKidemis. Same as why you're not allowed to shave your beard is why you're not allowed to shave your pays. Why? Laharchik kol inyan Avodah Zarah. To distance ourselves from anyone that worships Avodah Zarah. Why? That used to be the minhag of their priests, was lahashchis pa'azikonim. That was the way the priests used to do it, so we want to distance ourselves from any remnants of that behavior, so we have a prohibition. It's ironic, or it's not really so ironic, that the word for a priest is a galach, the same word for shaving. It's because they used to shave their beard. So that's why a galach in Hebrew is called a priest, because of the act of giluach. So according to the Sefer HaChinuch, the main reason for this prohibition is because we want to distance ourselves from Avodah Zarah.
Sorry,
it's
just to shave their heads, huh?
Both. Sefer HaChinuch says both, the pas and the zakin. It says for both. That's the Sefer HaChinuch's reason why we're not allowed to shave a pas and a zakin for the same reason. There's some other pshatim in Rishayim, a little bit more creative, that as we'll see a little bit in Meshech Chachma, that this is one of the big distinctions between men and women. One of the ways to differ between a man and a lady was men had facial hair, all women don't have facial hair, which is why the Gemara in Kedushin even discusses, does an isha have an isser to shave a beard? So the Gemara says, not negesh, doesn't grow a beard. The Gemara gives a second test, but what happens if she does grow a beard? Right? And when I was a little kid, I used to have one of those things where you go down, you can watch the lady with the beard. You pay a quarter, and you get to see the lady with the beard. So if she shaves her beard, is she over the isser of hashchasa? So the Gemara has two terutzim over there in Kedushin. So the Meshech Chachma writes in Parshas Kedoshim, an interesting idea. He writes, we don't find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the teva, the way we're made as human beings. Normally, the siyogim are, we have to do something. We have to go out and put up our boundaries to make sure we don't do something we're not supposed to do. Zogtim HaShech Chochma, there's one thing that Hashem put into the teva. Levar al harayis, except for our rayis, asa hashkoch hashinu b'teva, shehanoshim ein lohem zokit. So the Meshech Chachma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the Bria this way to somehow be a barrier between men and women is that they look different, they have a different physical appearance, and therefore this is supposed to somehow help us create siyogim from that to intermingling. So some people want to suggest that's the whole idea of the beard. The idea of the beard is that we're, men are bearded, women are clean shaven, keeps everyone separate on the other, you know, everyone in their own sides of the field. That's the way some people want to suggest. We will see later on, there's a famous psak from the Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitcher Rebbe has a very lengthy tshuva in Tzemach Tzedek, Simen Tzadi Gimel, I believe, where he believes that shaving is a shayla of lesilbash. He takes it so far that it's mamash lesilbash. because women are clean shaven. So if a man wants to be clean shaven, he wants to be like a lady. So it's a shayla of silbash. That's how far that Tzemach Tzedek wants to go. Others want to tie that shaving is a shayla of chukas agoyim. Forget the priest, but Stam Zeh Goyim apparently used to shave more than Jews, so now it's a Shaila of Chukas HaGoyim. So we'll see how many of those issues are not really the main issues of the Shaila of shaving. These are small issues of whether or not that would prevent us from shaving. Where does the issue of shaving really get brought in? It's based on a mission in Makkos at the end of the third parak. If you look at number 5, at the end of Maseches Makkos in the third parak, there the Mishnah brings a machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanakam says, "Ve'inechai v'ashitlenu b'tar." The Tanakam's opinion, you'd only be over the yisure of shaving your beard if you use a tar, you use a razor. Rabbi Eliezer, I feel liktu b'malaki le'brihitni chayv. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Says, even if you use a tweezer, if you were to pluck out every hair of your beard with a tweezer, you would also be over the isur of loisashkes pazikanech. So according to the Tanakam, it's only with a razor. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's with any form, even a tweezer. We paskin like the Tanakam. What?
What is the actual?
It's really a machloikis rishonim. Most people translate rehitni to mean tweezers. But if you look in Rashi and Kedusha Laman, hey, it might not be so posh as it might be relevant to the sugya later on tonight.
Is it more of a scissors?
No, it's definitely not scissors, no. It's not scissors, no. It's more of a tweezers than scissors. It's a different experience. We'll get to scissors in a minute.
So are we on the assumption at this point that the beard cannot be in any way
cut? That's what I want to get to tonight also. I want to get to some, you know, most people when they do this sugya, they get into the electric shavers right away. I want to get to that at the end. I want to talk about all the other things we can and can't do. They're two different examples of. Both of them are. We'll see in a second. They're both getting rid of the hair. They're plucking it out. It's going to get as smooth as a shave as a razor. But for some reason, according to the Tanakhama, you're not chayv. We'll have to see in a second. So if you look over here, number 6, this is very important. The Gemara says over there, a blot later, Makkos Daf Chafal, the Gemara says that on the Zakein, there's 5 spots that are prohibited. Which means if a person shaves his entire face with a razor, he's over 5 Isurei De'eraisa. Serious prohibitions. Zok the Gemara v'al zok in shtayim mikan u'shtayim mikan, 2 on one side, 2 on one side, v'achas m'lomata. So it comes out to be 2, 2, that's 4, and 5. Somewhere along the face. Zok the Gemara, machve Rav Sheshis ben Pirkei D'Dikne. Rav Sheshis, when he learned Makkos, he showed everyone where it is on their face. Doesn't do us any good. We don't know what Rav Sheshis showed everyone. So it's very unclear where exactly on the face are the 5 spots. Huge, huge, very complex machloikish rishonim of exactly where on the face you're not allowed to shave. Rabbi Nechanan has a shita. He's, I think, the only one who holds that not only is it on the face, it's even over here. Tachas ha-goyrin. Rabbi Nechanan has a shita. You're not even allowed to shave over here under your neck. He held was also one of the 5 spots. But we'll see the Shulchan Aruch rules because we're not clear where the 5 spots are. We don't touch the face with anything. Again, if we were to know where the spots are, so we'd be able to shave around it. We'd shave those spots not with a razor, and the rest of the face, you could shave with a razor. But because we don't know where those 5 spots are exactly, and it's a huge machlokes rishonim, so the mechaber rules just no razors on the face. That's the accepted custom of Klal Yisrael. So we're not really discussing using a razor that everyone knows. Razors are not allowed. Even though, technically, razors are allowed if it's not in one of those 5 spots. Now,
what was the source for the 5 spots?
Right. It's not clear where they are. So it's hard to know why one would say one, why would say the other. How do they know that? I'm not sure how they know it from. How do they know those are the spots? It's not clear to me. I think it's rather complex to figure out how one spot versus the other. And it's funny, according to some Rishonim, 2 of the spots are really by the mustache. The mustache area, not really what we call the face area. So it's, again, beyond tonight's share to figure out where the 5 spots are or how each Rishon. I think it's Machloikis, a 3-way Machloikis Rishon in between the Rivon, Rabbeinu Chananu, and the Rosh. I glanced over it for the purpose of this share because to me it was beyond tonight's share. What I want to get into is the next line of the Gemara. Zog the Gemara Bitar. Why does the Tanakhama say it needs to be a tar? The Gemara says, Tan Rabban, who fasts, Ganam Legalech, who says in the Torah, you're not allowed to shave. Yochla filu gilchu b'mispirayim yechayv. I would think that shaving could also be accomplished by a scissors, so you're not even allowed to use the scissors to your beard. Tamalay Malay Sashkas. That's why the other Pasuk Pashas, Emor, with the Torah, I'm sorry, Pashas Kedoshim, where the Torah uses the word Sashkas, that it has to be a Maisa Hashchasa. So for some reason, using a scissors is not considered a Maisa Hashchasa. It doesn't destroy the hair. We'll have to see why. Zakt Gemara Ilay Sashchis, 1 second. So if you're telling me it's all about destruction, so then Yochalim Liktu B'Malakid V'Hitni Yechayiv. So if you're going to use a tweezer, you're clearly destroying the hair. When you use a tweezer, you uproot the entire hair. So then why is that mutter? Tamaloy Malay Galechu. Because of the other pasuk, it says not to take a haircut, not to shave. Okay, it says, so how do we make the 2 pasukim work? Which one is it? Is it Giluach? Is it Hashchasa? Zakt Gemara, okay, it says Giluach Sheyesh B'Hashchasa. The whole prohibition is if you do a Giluach, an act of shaving that accomplishes an act of hashchas. This is the magical words in the sugya. That what is prohibited based on the two psukim in the Torah with the change of wording is what's only us if you accomplish a giluach with a maisa hashchasa. Says Tanakam, I think that's accomplished through a razor. So you see there's two components that need to be met in order for this to be prohibited. It has to be what's called a maisa giluach, which is not true when you pluck out. For the same thing, if you have to pluck the hair with your finger, although you have a clean face, you'd be in a lot of pain, but you'd have a clean face, that's not called a maisa giluach, that's not an act of shaving. Or if you do an active shaving with scissors but don't accomplish a hashchasa, that's also not prohibited. That's the maskana of a gemar.
Hashchasa is getting below the surface.
So we'll see. It's pashtus and machlokes. We're showing them what exactly hashchasa is. But for, we'll go that hashchasa means where the entire hair is uprooted, as opposed to let's say scissors. You just cut it, but there's still some left under the skin. So this gemar hashchasa have there's also two ways to learn the gemar. Is the gemar saying that tar is the only definition of these two things? It can only be accomplished through a tar? Or no, tar is an example. But if you can find me a instrument that accomplishes both a giluach and a hashchasa, that would also be included in the prohibition. So when the Gemara tells us it has to be giluach hashchasa and that's a tar, is tar an example or is tar the only thing that's prohibited? That's a very important chakira throughout the entire sugya. So let's see a little bit. Rashi was really the Rivan already. By the end of Makkas, Rashi, I think, already stopped writing. But what's the Asvar in the Gemara? What's Lois Ashris, number 7? Umisparayim eina mashchisim. Misparayim, scissors don't accomplish a hashchasa. Why? Shein choitchim se'or b'tzad ikur kitar. It doesn't cut the hair at the root like a razor. A razor cuts it mamish complete, nothing left. Scissors don't accomplish that. Giluach sheyesh b'hashchasa, zokter. Derech ligaleach ba. Whatever is the normal way to cut. Umashchis, and to destroy. V'hainu tar, that would be a razor. Avol rehitni mashchis, rehitni definitely destroys it, but v'ein derech legalech, but it's not the normal way that a person would go about removing facial hair by using a tweezer. Umisperayim, and what's the status of scissors? They're megalchin, they're a normal way, but v'ein mashchisim, they don't accomplish hashchasa. So then you have to ask yourself, okay, so what's an electric razor? Is an electric shaver going to be normal and accomplish hashchasa? Is it going to be like scissors? That's the question of the sugya, where it falls. It's clear in the Gemara that there's categories. There has to be both a maisa giluach and a maisa hashchasa, which the definition of that is the normal way of shaving, plus it has to accomplish a hashchasa. What happens if it doesn't have that? Does that become mutter? If we were to read the Gemara Kipshute, one would have come out that scissors are mutter completely. Right? If a person wants to take scissors to his beard, that would not even be a shayla. Before we talk about the Arizal's Chumra and all that, but simple from the Gemara is pretty clear that if it's only going to be a maisa of giluach without hashchas or hashchas without giluach, then it's mutter. So then we could start to talk about electric shavers. The problem is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam writes in Hechaz V'Dizon number 8, Dr. Rambam, Ve'ene chayvay shegachenu betar. You're only chayv once you use a razor. Shenemar, it says the pasuk leisashchas eis ba'azikonecho giluach sheish ba'ashchaso. Zokti Rambam lefichach im giluach zikne b'misperayim. If you use scissors to cut your beard, potter. We know whenever you see the word potter, potter avalaser. So according to the Rambam, it comes out that although scissors doesn't give you malchus, but it's still aser. Which means if you take this Rambam literally, there's two things that come out. First of all, you can't even take scissors to your beard. That's A. And B, even if you'll tell me that an electric shaver is mutter because it's like scissors, you're still stuck. Because scissors themselves are not mutter. They're only pata avalas.
How about if you take a razor but not the skin to the beard itself? It should be mutter.
As long as you're not, because you're not ripping the hairs out. You're trimming it.
Right, so you could trim.
In theory, I guess. If you're not uprooting the hairs. But the shayla is, what do we do with this Rambam? What do we do with this Rambam? So the Sefer HaChinuch in number 9 assumed the Rambam Kipshutai. Sefer HaChinuch writes that the Rambam says, "If gilech b'misparayim potter near midvarv the dafka potter hu, aval osa lasers kain." You're not allowed to do it. Which means not only is misparayim osa, anything that's like misparayim is going to be osa. So according to the Rambam, scissors, electric shaver, you name it, doesn't help. It's potter aval osa. So if you want to shave, good. So you won't get malchus for it. Okay, fine. No one will get malchus for using their electric shaver, but it's still osa. So what do we do with this Rambam Shita? So one easy way out is to say that we don't pass like the Rambam. No, although the Rambam writes it, we don't pass like every Rambam. Okay, maybe. The other way many Paiskim want to suggest is that when the Rambam wrote Potter, he meant Potter Umutter. So why did he write Potter? Because he was copying the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Makkis used those words Potter, because in the Mishnah in Makkis it was relevant to getting Malkus. So the Rambam was just borrowing terms. But really the Rambam holds Potter or Mutter also. Okay, it's a little bit of a daichik in the Rambam, but look, this Rambam sheet is something to keep in mind. If you look in the Ritva and Makis, the number 10, the Ritva and Makis writes, V'chein hilchasa, that me'ikar adin, anything that's not a tar is mutter. But he writes, Mashuras adin, koshu misperayim, afilu ke'en tar mutter. Anything that's a scissors, even if it's like a razor, it's still mutter. Avamidas chasidish leilasis kain. But it's a pious, righteous activity not to use them. Mebnechshad harayim, because people who see you, right? They don't know that you didn't use a razor. You walk in with this unbelievable shave. So to them, they think you used a razor. It's a shayla of marisai. So says the Ritva, although I agree la halacha that you can use scissors and accomplish the smoothest shave in the world, but I don't think it's a good idea. It's mitzvah chasidus. Doesn't mean, you know, this is obviously before the chasidish movement. This is, the Ritva wrote in the 1200s before the chasidish movement picked up or started. He means that we, like the Mishnah Nava says, it's righteous activity for a person to be machmer and not to shave with something that does a good shave, because chshad harayim, and he concludes with chayin ro'i lansis. He thinks that's the right thing to do. So if you want to take this ritva into consideration and talk about using an electric shaver, so then that can give off the idea that you're using a real razor, and that would be a shal of marasai. Okay, I'm not saying we pass on like every ritva in Shas, but it's an interesting ritva, plus you have the Rambam. So if you want to be a real Rishonim person, you'll say, listen, I have the Rambam that says it's Patur Avlasar. I have the Ritva that says it's Marasayin. So what should I do? So the answer is, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says what to do. The Mechaber writes clearly in Yeridea, the end of Yeridea, right before Hilchas Nida, the Mechaber writes, Eino Yichayev al Hashchos as Pas Azokin Ela Betar. The only thing that's Osir is using a razor. Avo Misperayim Mutter. But if you're going to use scissors, not a problem. Afilu Ke'entar. Even if they're as good as a razor, they're like a razor. They're razor-like. Still mutter. Like we saw in the Ritva. Hagol says the Rama, Mikom Mokim, Nizarin, we should be careful. Kesha Mesapim, Misprayim, Shiyasa, Hekav, Hagiluch, Bechelik, Elyon, Minam, Misperis, Veloy, Betachtein. This is based on a famous Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen says, the reason why Misprayim and mutter is simple because there's two blades. But if you have very sharp scissors where one blade can do it on its own, so then it's a razor. The fact that it has another blade attached to it is really irrelevant. If the bottom blade can cut on its own because it's so sharp, so then it's a razor. So you have to be careful. So writes the Rambam. He says, "Mio nira de tachas hagoyin ein lachush bezeh." If you're going to use scissors under the neck, you don't have to worry that maybe one side of the scissors are very strong. Hoyil ve'ina ikur makam apeis, because it's not really the main part of the sheetas in the rishayim. It's only one sheet in rishayim, so you can be make. Okay, so the Mechaber clearly paskins not like the Ritva and not like the Rambam. The Mechaber says anything that's not a razor, you're good to go. One more Mechaber, Zok the Mechaber, Pa'as Hazokin Heim Chamish. There's five spots on the face. V'Rabba Behem Adeus, and there's many opinions, as we said. V'Fichoch Yerushmaim Yotze Eskulum. A God-fearing Jew should not use any of them. V'Layavit Tar Al Kol Ziknoi Klal. He should not put a razor on his entire face whatsoever. Zok the Rambam V'Afilo Tachas Agayrin, even under the neck. How far it goes, it's not clear to me, nor what's the status of behind the neck. Again, this needs to be discussed with a rabbi. I'm not sure, but this is what the Mechaber writes over here. Okay? So, Akoponim, the takeaway is that at least for us, who follow the Mechaber, we can shave with scissors and we don't have to worry. Okay. What is very popular amongst Chassidim and Lubavitch for sure, is what's known as the Arizal's Chumrah. What was the Arizal's Chumrah? So if you look at number 12 in the Berhetiv quotes this Arizal. Although based on the Gemara, it's clear that using scissors is not a problem. That's almost before the Gemara. The Gemara says that using scissors is not a problem. Now, if you learn the Gemara like the Rambam, it's not muchach. It just means patav lasser, but it's the lasser. But pashtus, you read the Gemara, you'd say to yourself, you can use scissors. There's no problem. You don't see there's any prohibition of using scissors. But the Arizal held not that. The Arizal held loyhayu megaleach klal. The Arizal held not to shave one's beard at all. Loy bitar veloy bemisperayim. Not scissors, not razor, not nothing. Veloy bishum mokim klal. Not touch the beard at all. Zulas b'sa'ar sh'alasof ha'ma'akev achil. Except for the part of the beard that is getting in the way of eating. If the beard grows out where your mamash can't eat, then ha'ychaitich b'misperayim. Then they taka, you would cut, then they would. This is mamash, the custom today of Lubavitchers. They mamash under, I had someone once was asking me, he was Lubavitch a chassid, and his wife was getting a little fed up with his beard. So I don't know. I told him I don't know what the Arizal would say in that case. I'm not sure. Tzemach Tzedek was a Shalom Bayis. I'm not sure. But in any case, according to the Arizal, the only heter is if it's ma'akev asachila, nothing else. Then he goes further and he writes, Kam ha'yin nizor shloi liga b'ziknoi. He wouldn't even touch his beard. Why should me'akev chas v'shalom misar osof? Because maybe when you're going with your beard, you'll pull out a piece of hair. That's the same thing. What's the difference if you pull it out with your hand, you pull it out with a scissor? V'nimtza poigim v'oiket sinur echel chas v'shalom. Okay, so the Arizal was very careful that now you can't even touch your beard. Mamish, all chashas were afraid of, and therefore he stayed away from it. So there's a tshuva chsam sefer, where the chsam sefer is discussing shaving, and he addresses this Arizal. What do you do with the Arizal? So Chassam Sofer writes, it says, "Umashim Miramis LeSifrei Mekubalim SheKasvu Shlo LoYishit Yodei B'Dikne Klal." That you're not even supposed to touch your beard. You can't even stroke your beard. Ainly Asik Benistaris. So Chassam Sofer, this is beyond my level of knowledge. I don't deal with these things which are pi Kabbalah. Avu Mehemu Mahamoyim Hutra Ritzu LeGambi B'Cholaretz Italy. Tells the Chassam Sofer, but in Italy, many of the Gedolim in Italy were clean shaven, or at least they shaved. Shekol Chachmeh Megulchei Zaken. All the Gedolim in Italy were shaved. V'nitlim be'ilan gadol of Nachum Ezri, and one of those great Gedolim is Nachum Ezri, also known as the Merami Panawa. The Merami Panawa, we've quoted him before in other shurim. He was clean shaven. He was a big gadol. Not only was a big gadol, he was a big Kabbalistic gadol. So why he's a Kabbalistic? So he follows the Arizal. Follows the Arizal. Something's wrong. So Chassam Sofer, you see him over here, that so he says, "Ein chutz laaretz raya l'kach." Some people say that that's because they lived in Italy. You don't have to keep the Arizal's chumra only if you're in Eretz Yisrael. If you leave Eretz Yisrael, then you don't have to keep. So coming back to us, so all of us who live in chutz laaretz, so you're not down by the Arizal's chumra because the Marami Panawa didn't keep it, and he was a mekubal. He was a chashav yid, and he had a clean shave. So he writes over here, and he concludes Chassam Sofer. He says, "V'amachmer kodesh yomaloi." No, you want to be from and be machmer. You're holy. V'amekel layomer olav mikar mashchel chas v'shalom. But someone who's mekel, don't say he's doing anything wrong. He's not doing anything wrong. It's completely right. It's not a problem. So that was a big debate about whether or not this Arizal applies in all places. Did it apply in Italy? Did it not apply in Chutzlar? It's a bit of a debate. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he actually weighs in on this. Rav Moshe writes, "Ve'elu she'im estabim klal af le'saris ha'cherim mizikdam hu misad chumas hari al pi kabbalah shuva berhetiv." Umachmirin af bechutz laaretz, and the minhag is even a chutz laaretz, not like the Chassam Sofer addresses. Avla ein ze medina, so to Moshe, that's not mikra din. Umashma shekol gedei li'oilam chachmei atzafasim vo'ashkenazim harishayim loy chashashu lezeh. So to Moshe, that's possible that the rishayim were not worried about this Arizal's chumra. So it seems like you don't have to take it to be too concerned about it. They even quoted Yehuda Chassid. Yehuda Chassid said, "You're not allowed to shave on Rosh Chodesh." I mean, I'll shave ever. What's the shaiva? So the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Chassid also held that shaving is mutter. So this whole Arizal is somewhat debatable. It plays back into an interesting shaila. Rav Moshe Shtembach has a tshuva where he discusses an interesting custom, which I've actually seen people do, although it is somewhat repulsive, that they pull out hairs of their beard and put it in a sefer. So very, very repulsive, especially if you're learning with the guy, but people do it. They pull out hairs from their beard and they put it in a sefer. So the shaila is, why is that permitted? We know the sefer is not a storage room. You might not even let her put Seamus into a sefer. That's not the role of a sefer. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. You let her put blank paper into a sefer. They're complicated things. Svarma dvarm shabidusha, as we spoke about a few weeks ago. So is it okay to put here into your sefer? So he writes over here, Rav Moshe Shnemich has a tshuva where he says that Re'isi kama chasidim anhogim shem nitlash lahem misaras azokin nizorim behem biyoysa shleil azorku. They bedavka would not throw it in the garbage. Umeinich naisa b'seich sefer chedish. They put it into a sefer. Vani teimeich natalem adover. Who permitted them to do this? They're using it to store their hair. This whole thing of not putting hair into the garbage, that's only Midas Chassidus. And instead they're going to be Machmer on one and be Mekel on something else. He writes, I saw many rebbes who do it. He says, what does that do for us regular people? Rebbes, they're in their own league. What a rebbe does, we don't ask kashas on. But what about the rest of us? It's very interesting because this Arizal, as we'll see in a second, if you just turn to the last page, it was I had to put it in later. So Rav Moshe Shtembach wants to tie in, it might be telling this Arizal. If you hold like this Arizal that you're not allowed to touch the beards on your face, it means there's certain kedusha to the beard. Oh, so if there's kedusha to the beard, you can take it put into a sefer. So Rav Moshe Shtembach wanted to tie in that if you really buy into this Arizal, that there's mamish kedusha to each piece of the beard, and that's why you can't cut it, you can't touch it. So Yitaka could put it into. And the only thing is you shouldn't be pulling on it, because according to that Arizal, you're not supposed to touch it. But he wants to tell Rav Shtembach that if you hold like this Arizal, then Ken Danielada put it into a sefer. Rabbi Belsky says, I think it's Dvarim Shutim, that obviously we're not talking about putting it into public svarim. That's just not fair to someone else. You want to put it into your Gemara, but if I have to open up a Gemara to find your hair in it, that's repulsive. I don't think we need to speak that out. But in any case, that's a stickle interesting shaila based on this Arizal. If you look at number 16 over here on the left side, Rav Moshe goes on to quote this Tshuva Esber Esik that says that even the Talmid Arizal, Hayimagachim Zukanabim Misperayim, that the word Talmid of the Arizal who did cut their beards. We mentioned the Merami Panua. He writes, Ulai Hayizeh Bedari Chutz Laaretz. Maybe if you live in Chutz Laaretz, you have a heter. They weren't, Torah wasn't their livelihood. They weren't on that madriga that when Arizal said you're not supposed to touch your beard. It wasn't across the board for every Jew. It's for someone who's Teirasim Nasai, someone whose entire life is learning, everything he does is learning, he doesn't do anything else. So that's such a person who shouldn't touch his beard. But the regular people, they could touch their beard. Okay, so next time you find a Chabatzka, you want to debate this with him, you could debate what the Arizal said or didn't say. What about Chukas HaGoyim? Why don't we say that shaving today would be an issue of following the ways of the Goyim? So the Chum Sofer writes, V'nei Zeborer V'nochen Ki'ilu Haya T'chilas Min Hagoy B'Isra Haya Mishum Chukas HaGoyim Aval Acha Shukar Nogi Yisrael L'Galeach Su'ein Boshom Dinda V'Pik V'Klal Afilu Reach Yisrael Ba. That was maybe initially. But once shaving was something, or haircutting, or trimming, or something that was always done in Klal Yisrael, it's no longer Chukas HaGoyim. The other way out of it, as we spoke about last week, things are only Chukas HaGoyim if there's no reason why you're doing it. If you're cutting your beard because it's long and annoying, that's not Chukas HaGoyim. That's called being normal to shave your beard. So things that you do because they're comfortable, or there's a reason, never falls onto Chukas HaGoyim. What about the Taina of the Ritva of Marisayim? Maybe we're not allowed to use electric shavers. Forget any of the major issues, which we'll get to in a few minutes. You can't use it because of Marisayim. You walk into shul, everyone's going to say, wow, this guy's using a razor. He's got such a great shave. It must be he uses a razor. So Rav Moshe has a very famous tshuva. We're talking about shetels. Rav Moshe has a whole discussion about the shetels. Why is there Marisayim on the shetels? Today the shetels look so good. It looks like real hair. So if it looks like real hair, why isn't it a problem? A very famous tshuva from Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe writes, number 18 on the next page, he writes, I'll bring you right, it's not a problem. So after Moshe, I'll bring you a raya that don't worry about the shetels. From the fact that you're allowed to shave with a scissors that are not razor-like. Why is there no prohibition of marasayin? Which the Ritva said there is. Right, that could be a lav. It is a lav using a tar. There's five prohibitions involved with shaving on your face. Alma lav b'chol davar asura. So after Moshe, you see that we don't always make up marasayin. Why is it? Because anyone who really is in the shaving business can tell the difference. So therefore we're not going to prohibit it because of the one time the guy does a really good shave and the one guy walks in who doesn't know it, it's going to be marasayin. Dr. Moshe, that's not the way we work. The way we work is most people. If most people could say, that's a shaver, and that's a scissor, and that's a razor, and that's a shetel, and that's her real hair, right? As long as you can do that, Dr. Moshe, then it's not marasayin. So Zakhtiv Maisha, as long as people know that, it's not a problem. Therefore, he writes, those people who use cream, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, use cream or use a scissor like, again, he doesn't say mefurish, an electric shaver, there is no tshuva in Igros Maisha, where Maisha directly addresses electric shavers, although we today in America all use electric shavers because of Rav Maisha. Most of us, at least. Zakhtiv Maisha, it's not a problem. So Rav Moshe's tshuva puts together the shetels with the good shaves, and there's no problem with marasayin. Okay, so Rav Moshe held marasayin is not a cheshbon. Nonetheless, in Yakut Yosef, and Rav Avad Yosef's son, Sefer, he says no. He says, Amam Yeshe Kasut Af Shemikra Adim Mutal Galeach Hazakim Esprayim Kein Tar. Although I agree, like the Shulchan Aruch says, you can use scissors, even if they do such a good shave like a tar. Become Akim Shemaris Ayin Yeshem Noim Megiluach Hazakim. Due to the concern of Maris Ayin, I think you shouldn't do it. If you do such a close cut that it really looks like a razor, I think it's Marasayin. So Rav Moshe held, it's not Marasayin. So according to Rav Moshe, we can be Samech, we don't have to worry about Marasayin. So we can get a good shave with whatever mechanism it's going to be, and we don't have to be concerned with Marasayin.
Are they understanding Marasayin the same way?
I'm not sure if there's a more of a Lomdusha Machlaikas over here, or there's more of a Metzias. Are they arguing on the Metzias? Would he tell you that most people can't tell the difference? And Rav Moshe would say most people can't tell the difference. If that the Machlaikas, I'm not sure exactly where the point of argument is. I think it's what's the debate.
Isn't Marasayin that you would get the impression that it's mutter to do it, and therefore... If I didn't know and I saw somebody clean shaving, then you think, it's okay to clean shave.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so Rav Moshe will tell you, no one's going to look at this guy and say, he used a razor. I'll say, he used good scissors. He used a misperayim kein tar. I'm not going to think that you used something that's a tar, because I'll know you didn't. Because I can tell from the stubble that you didn't get such a good shave. Yaakov just said, things not. Okay. It's a ritva. We saw it earlier. I wonder what he would tell you with the shadows now. Today. Right, today it's pretty good. It's pretty hard to recognize. Yeah. So they tie it. Rav Moshe says, those who know, know. So sometimes I'm with my wife and I ask her. I'll ask my wife. I say, can you tell? She'll be like, no, Taka can't tell. So maybe it's the Sheitel Machers are the ones. I don't know, where do we draw the line already yet? What's the point of the Bekiyim? We spoke about that a few weeks ago, about, you know, what does it have to be the level of people who know? Is it the Mevinim or is it Stam people? That was with Yayin Mevushel, we spoke about such a shot. So in the Sefer Nitzchei Yisrael, which was written by the Chavetz Chaim, he gives he talks about shaving in a very interesting way. He discusses the idea like this. He says, the main yocholok of his Yitzchei B'shleimus. Now we know throughout history, when our oppressors wanted to really dig it to us, they would cut off our beards. In the Holocaust, that was one of the first things the Nazis would do to Jews on the street, was shave off their beard. That was always a very big stink to the Jewish people, was to shave their beards. It hurt a lot, because for a year, their beard is their tzura, right? It meant a lot to Jews not to have a beard. So that was why our enemies throughout history would always get us with that. They'd shave our beards, cut our beards off to really stick it to us. Talk to Chavetz Chaim. If a person can't control himself, you're with low-life people that make fun of you if you have a beard. So use scissors. Scissors are mutter. Right? The Mishnah Berurah is going with not like that. You can use scissors. But you should not use a razor. Even if you use a guy. Okay. Says, let's say that's not an option. So says the Mishnah Berurah, La'achshav es hazalav chidua shebetivay lisreif es hasar ba'isemak. There was a cream, and there still is a cream, it's on the market today. You take the cream and you apply it to your face, and it burns the hair out. Zokta Chavetz Chaim, do that. That's much better. Why is that mutter? Ay, it's hashchasa. It's not a ma'ase giluach. There's no active shaving. You put cream on, you take the cream off. There's no ma'ase giluach. So although it accomplishes the same outcome, Zokta Chavetz Chaim, that's the better eitzah.
Why isn't that like the way of a woman taking a wax?
Yeah, maybe. Might be an issue. Tell you that's the way women do it. So he writes over here, a person has to do that. If that's the only option, so yeah, you're going to have to put the cream on. He says, listen to this, Dr. Chavetz Chaim. The avera of shaving your beard is worse than other averas. Why? He says, you're making a public display. You walk around with a clean shaven face. When you use a razor, Zok Chavetz Chaim, you're making a public display that I'm not a God fearing Jew. He says, I would say you, Bavadi, Misha Mari de Melech, Venosi Ois Leini, Kakol, Al Hamirida. The person rebels against the king, and then he makes a public display of his rebellion. Gora Harbe Yois, Misha Mari Bitsina. It's a lot worse if a guy does Averis in private. Not that we endorse Averis, but that's one thing. A guy is a Yitzaris, he does Averis in Bitsina. A guy does Averis Befahesia, it's sticking it to the whole world. Now, look, God, I don't care about you, I'm going to do what I want. Zok Chavetz Chaim, Adover Azalei, who Mirida Befahesia, Neger Hashem Teros. So he shries very heavily the Chavetz Chaim about the idea. But I want from the piece of Chavetz Chaim was that he says a person can use cream. So if a person wants to circumvent the entire shayla of using electric shavers, so use a cream. Put a cream on his face, you can use a cream. The Divrei Chaim, the Sanzer Rebbe, said this following. He also said that. He writes, the person can accomplish it through cream. There is no problem whatsoever, writes the Divrei Chaim. So you have the Chavetz Chaim, Sanzer Rebbe, everyone says it's good. So the great piece on Halicha Shloima. In Halicha Shloima, in the beginning of the Sefer on Hilchos Tefillah, he has a whole bottom where he discusses shaving. So this is a great phrase from the Shloima Zalman Orbach. So someone asked him, he says, "Harei efshul lahir aser sadei mishcha." Whenever they, you would ask Shloima Zalman about shaving, he always said, "Use the cream, use the cream." So someone asked him, "Va'avshai deiz es sayir for," but what do you mean? But it burns. So Shloima said, "Ro lochus yoyser chashash is the terech hasvishal." "Farei agehenim sayir yoyser." Said Shloima Zalman, "You think that burns?" Gehenna burns a lot more. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman used to tell people, use the cream. So I know there are people who use the cream. It's widely not done by most people today, as far as I know. Maybe there are still some who use the cream, but it's a whole procedure. You got to put it on, let it sit, take it off. It burns. It burns like Rabbi Shlomo Zalman addresses. It burns. But so does Gehenna. So you got to, you know, pick your battles. So he writes over here, he thinks that the best option would probably be to use some form of a cream. That's widely accepted. Almost all the poiskim is to use a cream. And there are people that do use cream. I've heard such people that use cream. Okay, so if a person wants to use cream, that's less man de poly, that's not a problem. Scissors seem not to be a problem. The only issue would be if you were machbit for that result. If that result does, it doesn't apply. Okay. I don't think that's what everyone wanted to hear tonight. They wanted to hear the electric shavers issue, which is what most of us use. It's not Sam. We don't use cream and we don't use scissors. We use electric shavers. What's the halachic status of electric shavers? So this is, the M is a very, very complicated, at least to me, a complicated issue. What is interesting is that the Chafetz Chaim himself weighed in on the issue of electric shavers. Not in Mishnah Berurah, but in another sefer called Likutei Halachos. Mishnah Berurah wrote a sefer on Shas called Likutei Halachos. So in Likutei Halachos, in Maseches Machlokes, on the bottom, in like a footnote, he addresses the Shaila about shaving the new shavers. He writes like this, very important. He says, Ulefi zeh, ha-mashinua, the machines ha-chadosha she-mesaprim bom, the new machines, again, the whole electric shavers first started coming out in the late 1800s, early 1900s. Right, Chafetz Chaim was nifter in the early 1930s. So when he was talking about this, we're talking about the early 1900s. So he writes, "Shemegalchin kitar mamish, it works like a razor. The toilesh hasar legamri, and it completely uproots the hair. The lo nishar meuma, there's nothing left." So to Chafetz Chaim, "Hamesaper." So the Chafetz Chaim Paskin, the electric shavers are also nothing to talk about. It's before. So this is one of the earliest sources in Paiskim that Chafetz Chaim rules. Clearly, it's not a problem. It's a problem. The ha'ara that one has on this piece of Chafetz Chaim is what shaver was he talking about? The toilish hasar legamri? That's not the way our shavers work. Our electric shavers are not toilish hasar legamri. It just doesn't work that way. So Rabbi Belsky says that the Chafetz Chaim's shaver in those years are very different than our shaver. It was much more razor-like shaver. So the fact that the Chafetz Chaim prohibited using a shaver in the 1900s doesn't mean we can't use the shavers today. So Rabbi Belsky said that he found, I guess, those shavers of those years, and it was totally different than our shavers. It was not like our shavers. It was much more razor-like, as clearly from the words of the Chafetz Chaim, he says, V'toyle shasar legamri. No one's going to say that our shavers are Teilish HaSar Legamri. So this is an interesting point, but this Chafetz Chaim is where all the Gedolei Achronim run with. If the Chafetz Chaim's shaver was a problem, Kol Shekein, our shavers are going to be a problem because only technology got better, didn't get worse. Yeah, it got better, but it got different also. So many Gedolei Achronim based their ruling on the electric shavers, on the Chafetz Chaim's electric shaver, which according to Rabbi Belsky's historical information, is not the same as our shaver. So that's a very important piece of history to keep in mind about the Chafetz Chaim's shaver and our shaver. The Chafetz Chaim, without a doubt, answered it. We have what he wrote. The question is his shaver and our shaver the same thing?
Does everybody agree that toilish means under the skin?
Sounds like it. Toilish hasar legamri. We will see there might be a discussion of how to be mazbah hashchasa. It might be, is it complete or is it perceived to be completely, as far as you look at it, you see it's gone. We'll see, that's a chakira. But, so why are many people in America today using electric shavers? It can't be that all of Klai Yisrael is doing something wrong. So what most of Klai Yisrael is saying is one of two svaras out there. One thought is from Reb Henkin and Reb Si Pesach Frank and that group. And the other one is Reb Moshe, which we'll get to in a few minutes. Reb Henkin wrote a tshuva about this, and Reb Henkin wrote the following. In number 24, Reb Henkin said, "B'dav she'elosei, adivim mechuna chashmalas legiluach." About, again, obviously Reb Henkin was already in America later than the Chafetz Chaim. If I'm not mistaken, this tshuva, I think, was written in the 60s. So Reb Henkin said, "Lefi daiti im alahev, if the screen, if the blade ainer negab basar, yesh lahater." So Reb Henkin's basic premise was that because there's something that separates the blade from your face, you never, v'ein zanikra giluach shal tar ha'as. So the way many people learn this line of Reb Henkin and the way it's basic Frank learned is that you never really accomplish hashchasa. You can't. There's something blocking it. A razor is direct contact here to razor. When you use an electric shaver, there's always a screen. So that screen blocks you from ever accomplishing a real deep hashchas. Right. The proof is, as Moshe Shnevel was going to say, you ask a person who uses a razor versus a shaver, there's a different experience. There's stubble when you use an electric shaver, not when you use a razor. So this was Reb Henkin's and Reb Si Pesach Frank's heter to why it's not a problem. It just doesn't create hashchas. It just doesn't do it. If you look at number 25 in Yalkut Yosef, this is what Rav Avadja Taka Paskind. Rav Avadja Paskind, he writes over here, Umar and Avi Mayri, Hetiru Zeru Zayisan Abanav Lagadal Zikram Mimuktim Kol Efshir. First of all, Rav Avadja told all his kids they should grow beards. For all my Shirak Bishal Hetash Rav Frank, Ene Asal Gech Mechun Zim Chulul. The only reason why we're not even, it's not even a prohibition, is because of Seymechon of Si Pesach Frank. Si Pesach Frank is a similar idea as Rav Henkin. The Gam Achashikin Pashad Aminik, Upuk Chazim Ha'om Adivar. Look what the Vel does. And therefore says that Rav Avadja, it's mutter. But he says you shouldn't push the shaver too hard on your face. Why? Because if you're going to push it too close, so then maybe you could get a deeper cut of the hair, and maybe that's a problem. Then he writes, Rebavadi says that the minhag today is to shave with an electric shaver. Don't shave too hard, just do a normal. Says Rebbe Vadi, anytime you put your finger on your beard, klape mala umagis eshorshe hasair, and you can feel the roots, which is what we call today stubble. Or you put your hand after you shave, you feel something. Daibuze, then you know you're okay. Ve'ein ba isegiluach b'tay, you know you didn't go too far. If you can put your hand and you feel something, you know you didn't go too far. Zokti bevadu be'em is the other yoisegaleach deisam. It's really best if you can use the cream. From using a machine, she says, "Habit we shine him." That everyone holds that that the psalm is okay. Okay, that's Rebbe Vadya's opinion. Rebbe Moshe Shtermich has a tshuva where he says it's not only Reb Henkin to be Simechan, and it's not only Tzvi Pesach Frank. He says he remembers as a child hearing from his father that Reb Chaim Moser, the great Gadol Hadar, Pesach Hadar in Europe. Again, Reb Chaim Moser died in 1939. So we're talking about the mid-30s, probably around the same time as the Chafetz Chaim Shaver came around. Right? The Chafetz Chaim died in 33. So we're talking about not a long time. So he stomach saw the same type of a shaver. And supposedly, Reb Chaim Moser was matrit. So he says that he heard that Reb Chaim Moser was matrit. Okay, so you have Reb Chaim Moser. Other people say Reb Chatzkel Abramsky held that it was mutter. So there's the other gedolim out there that said it's mutter. So that's one thought, that the reason why it's mutter is based on the premise that you're never really getting such a good shave. If you look over here, number 27, from the Sefer Oyitzchak Mevitzchak Abadi, so they asked Rabbi Abadi the same shayla, and Rabbi Abadi's answer was, Al-Kochinu sheish hefzik b'chal mechunis giluach ben hasak and the baser. Says Rabbi Abadi, if you look at every shaver, there's always something that blocks between the blade and your face. Ve'ini mamin shabaser nitzchak b'toich nikvei hareshet. I don't think that it gets caught in the holes. Uchein ein shum hevda ben sugi ha-mechunis klal. Rabbi Abadi's opinion, it doesn't matter what shaver it is. Schick, Remington, all the other companies, they all work the same. They have a screen, it never cuts close enough, it's all fine. That's Rabbi Abadi opinion. So Moshe Shtermich writes in Ma'idim Uzmanim an interesting thing. He says that Lamaisa, we all know that the Chazon Ish was one of the leaders against electric shavers. Chazon Ish and the Stipler, Reb Chaim Kanevsky, and we'll see it's Reb Shach and a whole list of Gedolim and Etzar are adamantly against shaving with any form of electric shaver. They hold it awesome. Every once in a while, there's a guy who comes and puts up the signs with a list of all the Gedolim and Etzar, and they put like a sign in the shul that asserts. So, with all due respect, I call the guy a nunnik. Because I'm with Chas v'Shalom, not belittling the Chazon Ish and Reb Shach. But this is America. In America, we follow American Paiskim. And Baruch Hashem, we had great Paiskim like Reb Henkin and Reb Moshe and others who said it was okay. So what do you want? You're trying to push your agenda? You're trying to tell us you're better than Reb Moshe? What are you trying to do? I heard that Rabbi Leibowitz said a share about this, and he quoted his brother, who quoted from Nota Greenblatt. That Reb Nota Greenblatt said about Reb Moshe, that Reb Moshe was very quick to give haskamas for svarim. He was good. A guy wrote a sefer, give haskama. So there was one sefer Moshe wouldn't give haskama to. They came to Moshe about a sefer that banned electric shavers. Moshe wouldn't give haskama. Moshe really believed, and I'll prove it to you later from other sources. Moshe mamash believed it's not usher. It wasn't like Moshe was makel about, you know, b'shasat chak b'deiche because it was a tzarech. He mamash held it's not usher. So why are you going to come in and tell me what I know the Chazon Ish, and I respect the Chazon Ish, but Reb Moshe was, to say at least, the Pesach of America, and he held his mother. So every once in a while, you'll see these pamphlets, you'll see these flyers. I think respectfully, they should go into Seamus. But in any case, Reb Moshe Shtermich says, what do you do with this Chazon Ish? The Chazon Ish was a big yid. So he clarifies like this. He says, Yesh Lodim. He says, V'li nir shetoli b'chakir im hashchosa toli b'riyas ayin. How do you define hashchosa? Is hashchosa defined by what your eye sees? So then, alinir bezeket tarve derech giluach. A person uses an electric shaver. Most people look, it looks pretty good. V'yesh bezeh isetar avlam lefi hametzias. But if you go by, let's get down into it and rip up his face and see, then it's not considered a mashchus. Rak nichas benikve haor umisabek imisperaim ubebes ena mashchus imken ena osu. So Rabbi Moshe Shtermich wants to tie that the machloekus between what we're calling now Reb Henkin and the Chazon Ish was alom nishashayel. What's hashchasa? Is hashchasa the way it's perceived to the eye? Or is hashchasa real, be'emes? So if you go with be'emes, it's not hashchasa, the hair's still there. But if you go by the perception, so then it should be us. I would add that's not even true. I think even, perception-wise, I think people know that there's a difference. As you look at number 29, Moshe Shtermich himself says, in another tshuva, he writes, she'idu lefnei kama bali tshuva, she'gilchu tamid betar. He says, I spoke to many bali tshuva who used to use a razor, va'achshav shino lemechuna, and I switched to machine, v'tainim she'margishim heitiv es ha'shinoi be'mechuna letar. They can tell it's a difference, there's no question. The kosher lehem the sragal is that they can't even get used to a machine. Kim she'en ha'geshet ha'panam chalok, it's not as smooth. So it's not stam, we're saying it. It's really true. So if it's really true, that really proves the svara of Reb Henkin and others that it makes a big difference. Okay? So that's one major, stad lahakel to why we all use electric shavers. The flip side is what goes on in Eretz Yisrael. If you look at number 30, is a tshuva from Reb Shach. It's called Kaire. There's a sefer, Vadarta Pnei Zakin. It's a huge, fat sefer. So most people think it's about Kibbutz Kenim, so they don't open it. Right? Vadarta Pnei Zakin. It's about shaving. It's a terrific sefer. I happen not to have it. I just saw it today after I prepared the whole shir, and I did it the old way. I saw this huge sefer with all the sources. It would have saved me hours and hours and hours of work. Okay. Harvon and learning. But he has this huge sefer where he goes to all the sources and all the people, all the kolkairis that were ever given in history. And this is one of the kolkairis I found in a different place, that Reb Shach sent wrote a kolkairi that it's also to use an electric shaver. Why? Because the Chavetz Chaim's electric shaver. That was he was basing it on. He was basing it on the Chavetz Chaim shaver. The Menachas Yitzchak has a very famous tshuva who he quotes from the Chazinish. That the Chazinish said that he has eyewitness testimony from one of the Mitzuyani HaKoylo and Panovich, a mifleg of Noach Berman, she shall be atzmei pi haChazinish. He asked the Chazinish himself, "Im nochen hashmua." He asked the Chazinish, "Is it true that you said that a Yerush Shemayim should be careful not to use an electric shaver?" The Chazinish said, "Absolutely not. Not true." Ragzeu isl cholachad. I didn't say it's only for Yerush Shemayim. I said every Jew is not allowed to use an electric shaver. V'lo Yerush Shemayim levad. Not just Mefruma people. No one under any circumstances is allowed to use electric shaver. That was the opinion of the Chazanish and the Stipler, Nochem Kanevsky, Adi Yemezeh, Rebbe Liashiv, Rebbe Shach, you name it, all the great Gedolim of Eretz Yisrael, except for Tzvi Pesach Frank, they all prohibited electric shavers. Now he goes further and he says, he writes, V'chein me'idim kama b'nei Torah edim me'aminim sh'rabbeinu ha'chazanish osa medina tzkaleach v'hayru sh'osa l'hamtzim ma'achem ne'i iser l'nei'i. You can't even give someone else a shaver. Can't buy him a shaver. Give him a shaver. Help him find a shaver. V'shamati shigam ha'gayin Rebaran Kotler pikvek behetos kalech v'mechunas electric. He says, not only, even Rebaran, now we're switching over to American Gedolim. Even Rebaran, they say, it wasn't so posh. Many people don't like to use Sam. They used to use the cream. Because I think Rebaran was not clear or open beforeish about whether or not he held its mutter. Okay, so we have, even in America, we have Rebaran that wasn't so convinced that it's mutter. So why does everyone use electric shaver? So they're all basing it on Rav Moshe. If you stop your average person, you ask him why. I thought Rav Moshe was matrit. So then the follow-up question is, where was Rav Moshe matrit? There's no tshuva in Igros Moshe that Rav Moshe directly addresses an electric shaver. According to Rav Michal Shorkin, he says that Rav Moshe did a bedafka this way. You know why? Because Rav Moshe really held we should have beards. That's what he says. Not my words, his words. He tells that the reason why Rav Moshe didn't put it into a tshuva is because Rav Moshe really held we should all have beards. So sometimes the reason why I was never in a tshuva, because no one ever asked it as a shayla. That's why I was never in a tshuva. Right? We mentioned there's a famous Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin, the great Rishon, that used to write his own shaylas and tshuvas. Rav Moshe didn't do that. Rav Moshe was asked, he answered. So no one ever asked him, are you allowed to use electric shaver? Which is probably hard to believe no one would have asked him that question. But the Maaseh said there is no such tshuva. So what's this whole Rav Moshe's heter? So the way Rav Michal Shorkin says it, and again, it's hard because there's no real, Rav Moshe never said it. So it's hard to know what he meant. I'll read you what he says. He writes, Ulam hagoyin Rav Moshe loisomach al heter zabavad, elahitim mitam achel gamri. Tini b'ramam b'shulchan aruch katzav shurak tar asr. Only a tar is asr. Why? Sakin shechoytich. Because that's the thing that actually cuts it. Avod derech moshel amtikach shtei koyser shazchuchas. Let's say you take two cups of glass. Agulos. B'sar b'emtza. V'tifash v'ish achas b'chaver. To elef pa'amim. And you rub the two together to the point where eventually it will cut the hair. Hasay yitchin v'yipol. Avol tar loy have. So Dr. Moshe, that wouldn't be a tar. A tar is an activity of one blade cutting. Anything that's not that pu'ula, that direct action, is not a problem. V'zehu mamish ha'mukhun giluach. She'en kan tar, el t'china ayde she'doichik echere gabi chaveri. The way they say Rav Moshe said it, it's a fancy scissors. A fancy scissors is what an electric shaver is. It's really not working with one blade cutting it. It's really two blades, where one holds against the other and goes down on it. So that's scissors. So Dr. Moshe, scissors are mutter.
Right.
Ramesh is not coming to the fact that it doesn't do a good shave. Ramesh is going on the fact
that...
Right. So he assumes that the reason why it's not a problem is because it's really a two-step process. They're having a scissor cut down on the other scissor. When I asked to show them how it works, that's how Remington displayed. So if you look in others, their Moshe, Ramesh had another nekuda. Not only is it mutter because of that, it's also mutter because it's not the normal way to shave. When we say a ma'aseh giluach, it means the normal way a person would shave. So, Dr. Moshe, this is not the normal way a person would shave. A person wants to shave, he uses a razor. So, the male is Dr. Moshe, that's why it's mutter. So, he writes over here that someone once pushed Rav Moshe, and he asked Rav Moshe, is there any tzad to be machmer? Rav Moshe said, if you're going to be machmer, it's saying you shouldn't cut chal on Shabbos because of kaitzer. That's how convinced Rav Moshe was. It's like not even a shum indun safik whatsoever. So Rav Moshe held b'chalal, it's not a problem. Rav Yaakov Grada writes that he thinks it's something that you should take seriously. It's not, he didn't just wash it off that it's not a problem. He thought that it's a real valid issue and you have to be machmin, you should be careful with shavers. But the vel today is mekel based on either Rav Moshe or based on the svar of Rav Henkin. I heard Rabbi Leibowitz said he asked Rav Schechter about it, and he said that Rav Willig was matter it. Rabbi Willig is true. Rabbi Willig is matter even lifting cuts. And the reason is because he believes lifting cuts is not true. He thinks it's just not true. He thinks it's a scam. He believes it doesn't really do any better of hashchas than the first type of shaver. So if it doesn't do any better hashchas, then it's back to square one. So he also said that Rav Salavechik was matter using electric shavers. But Rav Moshe, when was asked about lifting cut, Rav Moshe was not so quick to be matter lifting cut. So Rav Moshe himself wasn't so matter. But if you go with the Hankin svar, so it seems that that's what many people do. What I generally tell people is, if you could take out the lifting cut, probably better to take it out. This way you don't run into shilos of a surei de'erais.